Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to take our poll on the homepage. Please be sure to subscribe to my free newsletter if you haven't already. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Ruth King has deposited with us over the years. So many different things that she's helped us with on the show, articles she's written, et cetera, et cetera. Ruth King. And Ruth, the website is profitabilitychannel.com.
Yeah, that's it. www.profitabilitychannel.com.
And lots of it's internet television, ladies and gentlemen. It's outstanding. Hope you check it out and find all Ruth's books there too. They can find your books there, right? The Ugly Truth About Small Business and about managing people. Those two books.
They're both there. They both have their own websites. www.theuglytruthaboutsmallbusiness.com and www.theuglytruthaboutmanagingpeople.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. Ruth, in the previous segment, we talked about a nightmare, literally a nightmare scenario about two people that needed to dissolve their partnership, and they had done nothing to set the stage for that prior to their falling out with each other. And of course, as you pointed out, the one of the things that could have prevented, I should say, could have facilitated dissolving their partnership without dissolving the company would have been a simple buy-sell agreement.
Absolutely.
Talk to us about how that worked.
Well, first of all, you do it when you're friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do it when everything's going well.
You got to plan to divorce before you get married, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And whoever gave them legal advice.
Hold on, Ruth, for a second. Okay. Folks, I'm going to say that again. If you're thinking about a partnership in business, please don't think you're being abrupt or mean or unfaithful or whatever, you know, respect, whatever emotion you think you might be. Somebody's got to bring up the idea. Okay, John. Okay, Mary, you and I are very excited right now, but it's possible because this happened to me before that we're not going to feel this way in a year or 10 years. Let's make sure that whatever we build up doesn't collapse because of that. Let's get some documents in place in case you want to go away or I want to go away. What do you think, Ruth?
Yeah, or one of us gets hurt, one of us dies. I mean, it's divorce. Yeah. I mean, do they want to be in business with their spouses?
Yeah.
What I'm saying
right.
is, you know, if there's a situation where there are two women or two men owning a business that are both married, if one of the women or one of the men dies, then whatever their will says, heirs own half the business.
I've seen nightmares like that too. Ruth, do I need an attorney for a buy sell agreement?
Absolutely. Yeah. Do it right. I mean, come up with the ideas
and
how you want
to
handle
it. It needs to be an attorney with experience in doing that, doesn't it?
Correct. Yeah.
Absolutely. Your real estate attorney may not be the one that you use.
I would suggest you don't.
Yeah. All right. What else? What else we need? How about a mechanism like an insurance policy or a fund that we'd put in there to help buy the other person out?
That happens a lot of times. Sometimes it doesn't. If there's enough cash flow in the business, then you know you may or may not need one. I mean, that's a financial decision that you both make.
The insurance policy though could be a good tool if somebody actually dies.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if it's somebody just leaving the business, the insurance policy would not be in effect.
Right. Wouldn't work for that. What else? What are some other things we could do?
I would make sure that everybody has the same values and have a long
discussion about this.
Yeah. Make sure that you have a long discussion about what happens when or how do you feel about this or how do you feel about that and meet the spouses.
Yeah.
Because the spouses sometimes, you know, let's assume that it's a business that's going to grow and grow really well, but you get into a cash flow problem. And is your spouse going to come back and say, no, we can't add more money to business? Is your spouse going to come back and say, you're never home? Oh, honey, why don't you find a real job? Things have all happened, and the partnership split up because of spouses and the pressure at home.
So it happens really all important, the time.
Yeah, it's really important that the partner's spouses.
That values thing, Ruth, is huge. And when we say values, folks, we're talking about work. We're talking about reliability. We're talking about commitment to showing up on time, commitment to excellence, whatever my commitment is made more or less than yours, Ruth. And those are the kind of values. Some of them, hopefully you're attracted to those to start with, which cause you to want to go into business with someone. Some of those may not fully manifest until you're down the road a little bit, right?
Yeah, and if you want to go into business with somebody who's a friend of yours, that doesn't necessarily mean they have the same ethics and the same values. Because a lot of times friendships get disintegrated as a result of going into business together.
Do you now? I know you helped the other person you told us about earlier. You were helping them. Do you help also consult with people who want to get started and get set up in the right way in your business?
Actually, I don't do that anymore. I used to. The thing that works really well on it, and it's not in all states, but the small business development centers do a really, really good job of that.
Right. And also, David Gage and his folks in the partnership, I think it's David Gage's book. That's a good resource for this, too. And they're members of my brain trust, David Gage is, if you want to check that out, folks. Hey, Ruth, give us your website again quickly, please.
It's www.profitabilitychannel.com.
All right. Hey, Ruth, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, and have fun.
Come back again real soon. We'll see you later.
Okay.
Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too. 29 after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.